Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
And we're rolling. Welcome to the Brown Load, everybody.
Rolling.
Hi. Hello, Sachin. Hello from Dubai. Hello.
Hello, mate. What's that? Have you got COVID, mate?
I thought you might have stopped speaking English now.
I know there's a lot of Russians working out there, but...
I was trying to work out what accent that was.
Sachin, Habibi. Yeah, that's quite, hey, that's
mate,
quite Arabic.
You do under the weather, but is your nose blocked?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's all from COVID.
Is that not a good impression? Okay, how would you do a Dubai? Okay, do a Dubai impression, Sachin.
No, because I mean, I don't speak like that, so there's no need for me to do that.
I know, but that's the whole point in impressions. No one speaks like that. You do a flippant impression of someone, you're doing their voice. You don't speak like that.
There's no need to. I don't know.
Can't do impressions anymore. You're cancelled anyway, yeah. And then before
exactly,
logo, you know.
Exactly.
There'll be, yeah.
You can only do an impression of yourself or your own family and friends. That's what you'll have to do.
Yeah.
Welcome, though. Welcome. How are you? You all right? How is it? What's it like out there?
Yeah, it's nice. It's very hot still. Is it in the daytime? We're in the 40s. It's about 41,
lovely,
42.
Lovely.
At night, it's about a lovely 34, 35. So it's hot. But I tell you what, it's actually quite nice. It's nice. I'm enjoying it.
I'll bet you are. We'll enjoy it because it's raining. It's miserable. It's grey. We have now entered that part of the year.
And do you know what? I can tell that the weather's bad over there because Tommy legit looks like he's ill. Or he's got a cold or something's wrong with
him. That's just
the
regular Tommy one. You know when he's overworked.
No, I think more so.
See, that's what we would say in Punjabi. That's badnami, what you did there. Oh, yeah, that's just Tommy. Him and his people, they're all like that. And actually, if you actually cared, Kej, right? If you were caring, Kej, rather than Kutta Kej, you would have realized that since I've been in cold showers the last 3 to 4 months, now it's been every day, I've only been snivelling. I can count them twice because I remember the two occasions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's today?
I haven't trained.
Right.
Been off the training. I'm still injured from the walk last week.
Oh my God.
Hang on a minute. You said you were fine from that.
I know. 2 days later, my shin, the front of my shin started hurting. And someone went, are shin splints. I thought, are they saying splits or splints?
Splint.
With an N in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. That don't make no sense because it don't feel like, I don't know what a splint is but my shin's really sore. It's just like it's really sore at the front of it, which is odd because normally you get a tight calf at the back. Anyway, that's what I've been hobbling around. And therefore, for that reason, even when I was in Amsterdam for a 50 Cent concert this week, I didn't really want to walk around too much because my leg was sore. And everyone else was like, oh, let's go explore this, explore that. I said, I'll be exploring my bed in my 5-star hotel.
Wow, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you're...
By the way, do you want to hear the review of 50 Cent in concert?
Well, let's have it. He's obviously said he's been Amsterdam, so let's have it. And I'll tell you what, I might be going to it in a few weeks. So go on, Tommy, put me out of my misery. Right. Shall I sell up?
Yeah. Well, what do you sell up? What do you like?
Sell his tickets.
Well, I haven't even actually got them yet. I might do.
Okay.
So I think that might is definitely a don't now.
Yeah.
No, but someone's giving them to me.
Oh, well, then you might as well take them. You should definitely, if you're giving tickets given to you, then take them. Take anything.
Is that one that you can give to me then?
No. Where did you come into this?
No, because you said you've been given two. So I thought, is there another give? Does the give keep sliding into me?
I know you're a receiver, Kate, but I'm not the one that's giving it to you.
I'm receiver of all gifts. Just call me Jesus.
What?
Jesus gave gifts, I'm just saying.
No, but he received, initially he received, didn't it? Frankincense, gold and myrrh.
That was his mum. That's your mum, dad's
mum and dad.
Well, yeah, that's him, like, yeah. On your first birthday, they come round with a gold and a shirt for your dad and a tie and things like that, £21. That ain't for you.
That's not
unless they're putting money into your trust fund. So okay. No, I don't know how that works. But let me give it a review. This is 50 Cent's final lap tour, right? So this is big, no more performing. I'm out.
Sounds like he's on the last stretch of it now.
You can tell. But also, he's making all his money in his kind of vodkas and brands and other stuff that he's doing and all that.
Yeah.
They're all businessmen and entrepreneurs now. But this is what happened. We got to the concert. Busta Rhymes comes on. He does his thing. He's amazing.
We know he's amazing. I miss not seeing him on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, you know, you should invite him around your house every now and then for a bit of a... Musty Rhymes. You come and meet your cousin.
Yeah.
Buster.
Budger Rhymes.
So he comes out, he's with other people, like the, you know, whatever it is, Flip Mode Squad, whatever they were, right? A couple of the guys from there. And they're doing little things like there'd be two of them. They'd walk up the middle of the dance floor, both at the same time, turn to the side and go. And it goes a little something like this and start bouncing their shoulders and the tune would drop. Din, you know, whatever it was, right on their shoulder movement. Brilliant. Slick, tight, cool, understated. Busta Rhymes. Then he goes, right, Leo, y'all get ready for your boy 50 Cent. And they walk off. You go, wicked. But the lights go dark and you go, oh, is it coming? And then the house lights come on and some music plays. So you think, oh, quickly go get a drink then. Freshen up, come back.
Yeah.
An hour and a half later.
Oh.
An hour and a half later. God. He's not on.
Even when they said 50 Cent.
Right. I don't know why. So there was back-to-back songs. To the extent, at about 4 points in the hour and a half, everyone's going, 50.
Oh,
I think it, all right.
Amateur. They know something that we don't. You could have invested 50 Cent and made it into a few dollars.
All right, the inflation in that time, I think the dollar rate would have changed quite a lot in that time.
That's disappointing.
Has he become Desi? What's happened?
Well, I don't know what happened. But then when he did come out, he came straight out, went into quite a big song. I can't remember what it was, but he did quite a big song. He does that.
You can tell this guy's enjoying it.
What I'm saying is, I thought, I remember, because I was thinking of you, Kej, because I thought, Kej always goes, oh, what's wrong with Bessie's? Why don't we know how to put on a concert? Why do we always do this? You're not kind of talking, isn't
That's it? Another impression.
That there you go. See, I'm very good. I've got them all in today. I can do Kej in Dubai. Why do we always do this? Okay. So, basically, they couldn't... I don't think they put a concert together very well, the 50 Cent people, whoever they are.
They must have some Desi.
This is my issue, and I've always thought this about even Desi artists. They should come out, you do a banger. After that first
It's got to be.
I wouldn't even say...
He did the banger. But then you got to go, yo, what's up, Amsterdam? Yeah? Who's smoking a little wacky backy tonight? Who's having a few drinks? Who's done it? You know,
the interaction is key. The interaction
I don't even want him to say hello. Just do four songs and then say hello to me. Like, excite me first.
Or do two or three. You're right. Get it going.
Excite me first.
Get it going.
Maybe mention something about, considering it's your final lap tour, mention the legacy, mention the fact that, you know, Dr. Dre, Eminem, big them up a bit. You know, when I signed to Get Rich Die Trying, that album, I was on my ass. I was, you know, broke. I'd just been shot 9 times.
No, I don't want a life story.
This is
turning into the Adnan Sami concert.
Yeah, exactly. You got to excite. Like, Michael Jackson didn't, when Michael Jackson, he just stood there and it was just, as Sat said, get me excited. And then, and then bang, you're just in. Four songs.
But that's different. Boom, boom. Michael Jackson is in the absolute slipstream, highest part of the stratosphere of superstar. So he's that kind of famous person that if he just goes, hey, everyone go, wow. He's right. I love you guys. we love you. Right. 58 Matt. Right, and the 50
Hedge, what 50 happened when
bangers and hip hop club anthems, but my point is, there was no extra show. Whereas I went to The Weeknd. I know about two of The Weeknd songs. Now that was a show.
Yeah, he put
people talking about Taylor
that's
Swift.
A show,
Taylor
yeah.
Swift. That was a show.
Ariana Grande show.
Yeah, right. These guys know what they're doing. But they were just. It went on. So he did all the bangers. This is the other thing. He did all the bangers. Did all the anthems. Went thanks a lot. See you later. The crowd is still roaring because we've just heard, you know, PIMP and we've just
Candy
heard
Shop.
Candy Shop and In the Club. That's all played. Blah, blah, blah. Then he comes back. I thought, oh, wicked, he's come back. And he did a load of songs I've never heard of before. Literally another 40 minutes of, we're all looking around to him going, at one point, I called my mate.
But to be fair, after those three or four songs, how many do you really know? Do you know what I mean?
No, I knew the whole album. I knew all of Get Rich or Die Trying album because I listened to it on my travels when I was in America and it was on back to back in the car. That's why I wanted to go.
I think that's the problem. If you only know the Get Rich or Die Trying album, you shouldn't be going to his concert.
I think Satch is right.
A lot of other stuff.
I figured, yeah, you're right, but I figured that would be enough to get me through. And it just I look around at my mate. You know when you do that thing when my mate was dancing, right? Amajit, you know when you do that thing when you yawn, but you're holding your jaw.
You're trying to hide your yawn.
This
event is making me feel like that already. Like I'm feeling the lethargy.
And it was long. The longness of the wait. One of the highlights, the confetti machine was unbelievable. There was so much confetti.
Oh, that's my like,
I've never had this much confetti and ribbons rained
we'll
on
have,
me
we'll
before.
Have a road show.
Honestly,
after all of that, the only thing that made him happy was something a guy probably stood there and twisted with his hand.
I beg your pardon? He didn't do that. He didn't shoot that over me. It was just the confetti.
Honestly,
do you know what? I'm going to defend 50 Cent here because I think, Tommy, number one, if you're basing it on one album that you want to go and see a whole concert, I don't think you're the right person. Number two, I do think you're a bit old for this now. You shouldn't be going to concerts.
No, but 50 Cent is not like he's young.
No, I know he's not young, but I think Tommy's now at that age where I know him. If he had a chance... If he had the chance in that hour and a half break, if someone said to him, I'll put you in the taxi and send you home, he would have gone home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but there you go. There's a kebab
shop out there that's giving free food.
Or KFC.
Half price. I'm out there. I will say this though, Satch. You're right. I felt old. I feel old in general at the moment. I feel like in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, I've just felt like I'm looking around at like, okay, real talk. I'm looking around at 20 odd year olds and I'm thinking, you're all idiots. You're all absolutely idiots.
And I'm looking at
older people and I'm going, you're idiots as well. The people running the country.
Everyone's idiots.
I've hit that age stage in my life where you feel like you can't trust anyone. People are out to twist everything. You know what? Live your life. Have fun. That's why I love stand-up. Stand-up, you're free. You go there, you say whatever you want. You cuss people. You get cussed. That's beautiful. And see you later. Everywhere else, the world's all screwed up. But what I will say in the audience, Satch, there was, I would say, 50% of the crowd were my age or older.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Of course they were. 50 Cent is not. Young people don't connect with 50 Cent.
Hang on a minute. I'm younger than you boys by about 10 years. So I think people would be 13 and above.
That's not young.
No, but I think there's a big difference between a 30-year-old and Tommy being 45.
Tommy's 45 going on 60, that's why.
No, I get that. I even think if you came and took my spare ticket, if I get it, which you ain't going to get anyway.
I would only come for Busta Rhymes because I know Busta Rhymes. I know probably 450 Cent tunes, the main commercial ones,
Remember, we felt that same way about Busta when we went Busta Rhymes. And actually, it turns out we knew a lot more than what we thought.
Yeah, no, but Busta Rhymes just makes brilliant music as well. So, like, you know, even if it's something you haven't heard, it's still just his voice, his flow is brilliant. But forget, you know, 50 Cent and how famous he is. Someone on our podcast became Insta-famous.
Yes, to be fair, I think forget about Busta Rhymes. This is Instagram crime, Tommy.
What happened? Insta crimes.
Insta crime. Didn't you get sent a photo this week of a certain somebody?
I certainly know what you're talking about. Brilliant. Yes. So, Kedge, you were trending harder online than 50 Cent's concert.
Wow.
Okay, here's what happened. Let me just tee this up because it was the way in which it happened. Where was it? Was I in Amsterdam? At the time,
it was Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Yeah, he must have been in Amsterdam.
Right.
Yeah.
I was in, we went to Amsterdam Wednesday morning, right? Because I remember being a little bit hazy in my head when the message came through. No, just from the beer.
Of course.
Right. And what happened was, I got a message, you want it? And it says, it's from somebody I know, from a mate of mine. Yeah, and they say, I just got this. No, I've just seen this on my friend's story.
Yeah.
Oh.
Check out the guy in the picture.
Yeah.
That's all it says. Right. I've just seen this in a... I open it and the picture is of a desk on a train. The table, not desk. Sorry.
Table
on a train.
Yeah.
And someone's taken a sneaky paparazzi shot of someone, an Asian guy opposite, eating food.
Yep.
And the comment on it, you know, someone's put the text up on their Insta story post. I went, this guy, this smelly guy clearly thinks it's okay to bust out smelly food. In fact, hold on, let me find the exact
words. Do you want the exact words? The exact words, if commuting wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, because in the interest of,
I think Tommy
BBC,
added...
I'm an ex-BBC journalist. I want to get it
Tommy,
right.
Okay. Hang on, Tommy added some masala. This smelly guy. I'm pretty sure it was... But I mean, if it was me, I would have written this smelly guy here.
I'm holding up the post.
Okay, let me read it. I am impartial here, the middleman, so let me go for it. So there's a picture. I can't see the picture right now, but I'm going to read the text that's on it. If commuting wasn't bad enough, .. So annoying when man thinks it's fine to eat smelly food.
Yep. So that's the thing. So basically, someone's on a train, Asian guy probably, sees another Asian guy eating smelly food and thinks, man, commuting's bad enough. Man thinks it's fine to be eating smelly food, fam. Smelly food. That's probably how he talks, right?
Another impression.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep.
God, I tell you, full of impressions. Thank you. I'm going to make a good impression. So the joy in this story lies in the fact that the person that this person is referring to, who is the man eating the smelly food, was Kedge. It's a picture of Kedge that someone's papped completely.
I love it.
Doesn't know who
he
is.
I love it.
Isn't saying, hey, I think this is Kedge from the Brown Nerd. Hey, I think this is Kedge who
appears on Chris Evans' show and lies
to the nation. Right?
Can I just say there that this is two now in 2 weeks where last week he came out and said he takes his shoes off on the train. I'm surprised no one's taken a photo of that. And now this week we've got someone's packed him eating smelly food. And can I just say, if this was the other way around and Kedge was watching that guy, he'd be giving us some words, Tommy.
Oh, my God. The fact is, I was stunned. I remember walking along, looking at my phone with my mouth open. And I was with my mates who know of Kedge, but don't know the inner workings of Kedge, like we do, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went, oh my God, look what I've just been sent. And they, because they're not social media friends, they go, what? What is this?
What?
I went, no. I said, this is someone's post that we don't know.
Yeah.
That's been sent to me because someone's made the link of someone taking a random picture of Kedge on a train because he's the smelly freshie eating out his mouli vale pronte on the train. And they just called him out. And it's even funny that they don't know who he is. And I went, this is hilarious. And my mates are looking at me blank. And I'm going, no, the reason why it's hilarious is this is the guy that hates other people eating smelly food. They still look at me blank. I mean, this is the guy that hates most Asian people. He cusses everyone. And here he is.
And can I just say, Tommy, because so obviously you got sent that photo in, and then you forwarded it onto us in our group. And then someone sent it to me as well, saying, check this out.
So it's going viral. It's trending. Smelly Asians on the train. And then next thing I know, Suella Braverman's making a speech saying, these are the people we want to avoid. This is why we need to control our borders.
Sharing your smelly food doesn't mean you're an immigrant.
Rishi's ordered more skin lightness. He doesn't want to be associated with Asian people anymore. All because of Kedge. He's now
Can I just now put the defense in here? Right. Can I just say, right.
I don't think you have one, Kedge. How can you come back from what it looks like in the picture? Can I just say what I thought I saw as well?
I thought it looked like
Sakrotli. So he's eating a curry on the train. It looked like he was eating curry on the train.
No,
can we reshare that post on our social media?
Well, we will.
If you want it. Yeah, I think all right. Yeah, it's fine.
The day of the podcast release.
Forget sharing it. I'll print it. And if we can get a billboard, we'll put it on a billboard, Tommy. We'll just blow the whole budget.
T-shirts, flags, flyers, stickers, bumpers, badges.
Can I just say, in my defense, right, it had been a long day on Wednesday, right? At work, it had been a very long, tiresome day. I then had to get home and rush. And the way the trains had cancelled. I had to quickly run on. We had to wait. We had to run onto a really packed, only four carriage train heading into Watford. And it was so.
What time was this?
This was approaching about 10 to 6. So it was getting
rush
quite rammo. Yeah, it was getting rammo. And this was not the plan because I should have got the train much earlier, but there were delays. And so, you know, like they keep saying, oh, delay, delay, and then it doesn't turn up. So I'm thinking, hold on a minute, I've got to get to Footy at 7:30. I need 1 hour at least.
Sounds like a lot of excuses. One hour before
my food to digest. Then I'm like, I can't go home and make anything because the original plan was to go home and make something. And this was like, when is this train going? So then I thought, right, what can I eat which is healthy, nearby, and something that's, you know, easy to eat? Because I was going to go burrito. And I thought, my God, burrito is going to be a mess on the train.
Yeah.
So I thought it's
all in a wrap, but okay.
Well, no, but you know, like, it's difficult because it all starts spilling and it's dirty and all of that kind of
stuff. You don't know how to eat a burrito, yeah, of course. I think the same applies to most food.
No, he unfolds it and eats it like a,
So basically, I thought, right, then I saw Itsu next door and I thought, right, you can't go wrong with a bowl of rice, bit of whatever it comes with, the veggie one. The veggie one's only got the veggie meatballs in it,
veggie katsu,
yeah. No, I didn't go to Veggie Cat. It's the new one, the veggie meatballs one that it's got, right, with rice on it. Really nice, actually. And I got some gyozas as well, pack of gyozas. I thought that would keep me going and that should be enough, right? Yeah. So I get on and it's already quite a rammed train. There was one seat there on the table. And I thought, God, Bhagwan has given me the table seat. It's one seat left. I did a little scan. I saw the Desibanda diagonally to me. I thought, fine. I'll be honest with you, it looked like he had a bad day. And I thought, that's fine, because, you know, I don't normally see the people at the end in the rush hour, because that's when you had people who had bad days. They're letting out all the steam. They're frustrated. Everything annoying them. So I never go on this train. So I saw him and then I saw the girl in front of me. She was a bit young. She was rolling her eyebrows because she didn't want anyone in front of her. But I'd come and taken that seat. So I thought, it's fine. You know, this is the usual kind of gusa levels that happen on a commute.
Normal vexing. Nothing major here.
Yeah. So then I thought, you know what? I've got to start eating this now, because I thought, otherwise I'm not going to get the hour. Then I'm going to start feeling sick on the football pitch. So I opened the gyozas. I mean, do gyozas smell? I don't think so. Right. So anyway.
Sorry. I just got it. I'll let it go a couple of times. Gyoza.
Gyoza.
I let it go. Gyoza is up there with lasagna now.
No,
that's
so bad.
It's not gyozas.
For verification purposes, please can everyone email and message the brown load and we'll figure that out. We'll put the poll up. But anyway.
Gyozas.
Gyoza bin.
Gyozas. What guy? What? A cow?
No, I was going to get a cousin over, but then I got my guy over.
Guy's over. Honestly.
Anyway, Yoza. So basically, I started canning that. Then I opened. Now the meatball, not the meat, the veggie ball, meatball things, and with rice, I don't think it was that offensive, the smell. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm not being funny. It's not meat. So as soon as you take meat out of the equation, it's only going to be vegetable that's smelling. Do you see what I mean? And if
it's vegetable that smells of wannabe meat.
Well, no, but also it's vegetables that's smelling of like nice fragrances and sort of oriental, you know, spices. So
yeah, to you, yeah. That's nice. To you, but that's like tuna. Yeah. Tuna to me, yeah. Stinks.
No, I guess.
I love tuna. I love tuna.
I know. It looks like uldi is slightly grinded up and it stinks, but that's fine. If that's what's, you know, you want to eat and digest, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Then someone could say, well, your veggie meatballs look like they've come off dope or something.
I'll be honest with you. The veggie meatballs weren't the greatest, right? I'll be honest with you. I was like, oh my God, but I had to eat. Anyway, so I'm eating it and, you know, like, yeah, to an Eskimo, it's maybe offensive, but to an Asian bunda who's eaten khichdi and shak, I don't think this is that hot on the punches. No. If anything, I thought the Gordy in front of me would go, oh, for God's sake, it stinks in here. But actually, it was our very own Desibanda who got, obviously, yeah, like I said, it looked like...
Yeah, but that's what you would have done. If you had been sitting there, yeah, you've had a long day.
No, on a packed train.
All this fanny about, I've got to go football.
Yeah, I agree.
You would absolutely say, Minuki, Minuki.
No.
Yeah. Wait, can you get home? What? Yeah. You can't wait 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Wait 10 minutes. How long is the journey? You could eat at home. You could just eat at home.
Yeah,
I didn't even want to eat on the way. I didn't want to eat on the way. But
to be fair, he deserved to go viral for this because this is an offence. I mean, I would have, if I was on the train and I didn't know him and he was eating smelly, I mean, I would have tagged everyone in for them to share.
By the picture, was an Itsu or whatever it was, or you know, Wagamama, wherever you went. I thought he's going to have pulled out a little bowl of his own food.
It looked like.
It was a bit of idli sambar or something, I wish.
But the fact that it's got that bit of a desi sort of flavouring to it, and you know, where did you say you went? Was it Itsu?
Yeah.
The fact it's got that kind of desi curry-fied meatball-y thing, yeah. I think it's fairly safe for another brown man to look at you and your frame and go, yeah. Oh, I bet he's got some little fresh tiffin box that he's whipping out.
That's it. I put the bag in front just to hide it because obviously I didn't, you know, I hate eating in public. I don't like people watching me. I don't like being watched and all of that. So it was all very awkward. But thank you to the Asian Bunda, who won't be named now, but maybe will be.
Good on him.
We'll share
it. It is though, Kedge. Yeah. It's a good picture of you. You look very young. I think he's put a filter on.
That's what happens when you eat veggie meatballs.
This week? Let us know what you think.
That's what happens when you eat veggie meatballs.
So basically, what we're saying this week, Kedge got caught with his balls out on the train.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
His pretend balls.
And they were smelly balls.
And smelly as well. But I tell you what, for every guy who didn't like me this week, there was an absolute legend of a female who did get on with me. And I've got to say something, guys. I think, you know what? We could go to the Oscars.
What?
Like if I went, I would take you too. I think I've got the hookup, bruv.
To the Oscars, through who?
Hang on a minute. Tommy, this is a guy that goes around saying that we're his mate. So let's just, whatever he says in the next 5 minutes, let's just take with a pinch of salt.
He slid into some DMs and now he thinks they're
No.
Come on, let's have it, Kez.
So basically, last week at work, I met one of the guests who came in was a lady called Leslie Patterson. To the normal Ahmad meet, they probably don't know who she is. I listened to a podcast of hers. She is a triathlete, a Scottish triathlete. She is incredible, right? Runs, cycles, swims. She's won all three of these.
That's what all triathletes do.
Yeah, but for some people might not know. And she has won three of them, right? So it's next level. She's even ran faster than the winner of the male sometimes. She even ran faster than, who's that guy on cycles who did drugs? Lance Armstrong. She even cycled faster than him without any gummies, right? And this woman is incredible because every time she won this competition, she used the prize money, guess what, to do? She bought the rights of the film All Quiet on the Western Front. Right?
Never heard of it.
Quite the Eastern Front here as well.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm talking to Benders. He wouldn't even know. Exactly. So All Quiet on the Western Front was a film out on Netflix. It's got, you wouldn't have seen it because it's in German. It's got subtitles. So you wouldn't be able to get past that.
Hang on, Kedge. Is this meant to impress us? Because so far, this story has been a letdown.
Three things, Kedge and Satch. Last week, your things have learnt was crap. You did a long, waffly story just then about your playing football to having meatballs. That was shit. And now you've met Leslie Patterson. Honestly, I think you've forgotten where you are. Do you remember? There are brown people watching this. You're one of the classic brown people that wants to be a Gora right now.
Yeah, agree.
You're not so Bindu because you can't get your head around subtitles. Mate, we grew up watching subtitles. We watched Amar Akbar Anthony throughout the 70s and 80s 3,000 times with subtitles. That's how we learned Hindi. Right?
Right. I'll say we bring one more strike and we're bringing Simon back.
No. Oh my God, please.
So listen. Anyway, Leslie Patterson, right? Where was I? I lost the flow. Anyway, so she, with the money of this, she bought the option to own the book rights for All Quiet on the Western Front. She did this for 12 years, right? 12 years. Because she was trying to get the film off the ground. She'd met the Harry Potter dude, the guy who acts as Harry Potter. He said yes. Then he said no because they couldn't get the film off the ground. All of this kind of stuff. Anyway, they finally make the film. It does incredible. It wins 4 Oscars, BAFTA nominations. She was there. I met her. I just said, mate, you're an absolute legend. I said, an inspiration. I said, this is, I tell you what, for people who don't want to, you know, want to get to the top and don't give up. It's incredible. The story is incredible. Anyway, get to know who she is. Because Sats thought it was some auntie when he replied to my Instagram a photo of her. And I was like, oh my God, Sats, it's more than an auntie. It's, I mean, if you had a fit auntie like that, that is incredible. Anyway, so I'd met her.
And how do you feel about cheating on Seema auntie?
Well, Seema auntie's gone. Do you know what I mean? That's Seema auntie can't do an Ironman, can she?
You got Patterson auntie now. Patterson, yeah. Bua.
But yeah, exactly. Leslie. Honestly. So basically.
I actually called her Leslie Kaki when I replied to his story.
That's called her Leslie Kaki. I was like, oh my God, she's not your Kaki yet. But the thing is, I must have impressed her when I met her and everything like that. Anyway, so you know,
what?
Like.
What must
do? What? Hang on. Doing what?
Just talking to her. So, like, you know, like, obviously, you know, you follow people on Instagram. So I must have been following for a while ago now. Anyway. And then the next day, she followed me. And then she messaged me. And she went, it was really nice to meet you. I was like, I didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, nice to meet you. I said, I'm still buzzing that I met you. I said, keep going. And she went, you ready for this? Keep in touch. Let me know how your running's going. Here's my email address. If you need any help, I'm here. How was that?
Oscar winner.
Bruv, we're going to the Oscars.
There's a big leap from let me know how your running's going to, hey, do you want to come to the Oscars and me to fly you out to LA?
That will happen. But
see now, Tommy, if you went and you told me this story that this happened with you and 50 Cent or Busta Rhymes because of what you met him in Amsterdam, yeah. I would be over the moon for you. And I'd be so happy and excited. And I'd be like, "Raw, we're going to meet 50 Cent. Leslie Kaki, I don't even know who she is.
No.
Does it interest me?
Oh my God. Honestly, guys, one step closer.
I don't even know what a triathlon is.
See, this is why I had to explain it.
I don't care.
But honestly, does it not make you think in a way?
Guys, between us, we now have somebody who's been to the Oscars. Up until now, we didn't know anyone who's ever been to the Oscars.
Dev Patel, Riz Ahmed.
We don't know them like that. Like, well,
you don't know this lady.
But I can't call upon. Okay, I went to school with Riz Ahmed, but I can't just call upon him. I've now got access.
No, you ain't close to Riz Ahmed. He came on my show as a guest, right? Yeah. So he'll be on.
Yeah, but when was the last time you spoke to him? You haven't. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, they've all these.
Well, what I'm saying is you've met this woman once. You came back to the marathon and you think you're going to the bloody Oscars. You're deluded.
No, I'm saying the journey has started, isn't it? The journey has started. It's like if it was a Snakes and Ladders board, we're on square 10.
No.
From 0 to 10, there might be another 90 to go.
No, Kedge, I find it. You know what? I always feel a little bit sad for her. It just because they often say that. They say that these Oscar winners and that they go home after the awards and just go home on their own because they don't really have anyone. Maybe I think she's going to go up to her cats and Kedge. And Kedge will be sitting there. She'll make you dress up like a cat. And she would like do stuff to you and stroke you and stuff. And you'll be grateful for that because you just want to be in LA and in Hollywood and be around like the Oscars. But actually, she's grooming you, Kedge. That's what she did.
That's what it is
right now. It's reverse grooming.
Am I going to be part of an investigation?
I think you might be again. I think honestly, this what a joke. Anyway, I think forget Kedge's silly Oscar story. And I think, to be fair, Tommy, if there's anyone going to the Oscars out of us three, it'd probably be me or you ahead of him.
I agree. You'll be DJing. I'll be collecting something.
No, I'm just saying, just through people that we know, because he just knows some lady who looks after cats. Kedge, so anyway,
with all my love, prove me wrong. Keep messing
with me. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what I'm trying to tell you, guys. We are on the ladder.
No. Don't put me. No, hang on. No, I don't want to be put in this category with him as we, because it's just him. I don't know this lady. You don't know this lady, Tommy. And we ain't gonna become friends with her to go to the Oscars.
Rob, she's working on a film. It's starting. She's starting filming in Scotland this week.
What, like a new film now? Another film?
Yeah.
or that same country, what's that called?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
It's not, that film's already out, yeah?
Yeah, that's out, on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, for the rest of the internet...
I ain't going to watch it.
Is she German?
No.
So why did she do it in German then?
Because it's about the Tommy, first world war.
I thought it was bad enough me doing that Colour series in Hindi. Why would she do it in German? That's
ridiculous. But she's not the actress. She produced. Oh mate, it's a brilliant story. It's a brilliant story. Crack on, Sage. Right. What are you moaning about?
I'm not really moaning, but I think I'm a bit excited because I realised that when I left last week, it was the end of September.
Yeah,
and we're now in October. And can I just say, when I look at my calendar, there's so much happening. The next 3 months, you know, like I always say, the last quarter of the year just fly by because there's just always a lot happening.
It all starts piling in.
I know Tommy's birthday is coming up, so he'll be sort of excited for that. Or maybe he's not. I don't know.
Not overly.
Realistically, give it another couple of weeks and we're going to be like, right, so what are we doing for Christmas, boys? You know, are we going to have a Christmas do? Are we going out with the boys? And, you know, we've got a party to go to because it's happening. And I'm just like, how has it come to here so quickly? And from what I'm hearing, it's full on autumn now back at home.
Oh, mate, it's horrific.
It's raining today. And only last week, it was all sunny in the garden and all that. And it was all like lovely. And we're out playing football. Today, Logan, 6.5 years old. Can we play football in the garden? I went, Logan's just chucking it down. He goes, let's put our coats on and go. I was like,
love
what?
That. You're right. Love kids.
You're right. I said, let's go. So we just play football in the rain. That's probably why I'm sick as well.
There you go.
But by the way, I heard you don't get sick from that. You don't get sick from
No, that's just an Indian. That's an Indian thing, isn't it?
No, but then how come you do get a bit of a sniffly nose when you have had rain on your head?
No, I don't think you do.
So then how does that happen? Because
for me, it's like going into the sea, isn't it? You're going to get sniffly nose, isn't it? A little bit.
No, it's not. When I go out for a walk and if I get caught in the rain and I come home, that's it. My nose is dripping. Not from the rain, just from a cold.
I don't think it's from the rain. But anyway, I think I've heard that proved either way many times.
I'm looking forward to the next few months. And I think so much is that obviously we've got our birthday party happening. So that's something to look forward to. And also, as I said, Christmas, that's something to look forward to. But there was one thing that did catch my eye this week while I was away. And it was the news about how... And I think I made a point about this on my Instagram with saying Bounty was the worst chocolate in the celebrations tin.
Really?
Have you heard what they're doing now?
No.
Yep.
Ked, you must have heard of this.
So I've heard about it. A few weeks ago,
they said that they were going to eliminate the Bounty from certain tins. Remember, because they said people didn't really like it and everyone was like, oh, no. And now they've turned around and said, Tommy, and you're going to love this. Yeah. They're making limited edition tins of celebrations with just Bounty, and I thought
I tell you what, that's one for the this is will be buying that lunch.
I was thinking about this and I thought, do you know what, this is just recycling. So all those tins that went out with no Bounties, they've got loads left over and they thought, all right, we're just going to do this and, you know, act like we ain't noticed that.
Bounties aren't my favorite, but they're absolutely fine. I will have them alongside my Twix and Maltesers and my Snickers, right?
No.
But okay, what's just tell me what's bottom of your charts then? What's the
Bounty in the celebrations? Bounty.
Yeah, I think so.
Milky Way bottom.
No. Milky Way is close as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll still pick a Milky Way over a Bounty. KJ, I think you
put loads
as well.
Of Milky Ways in.
And by I think way, I would go Milky Way over Bounty.
No one likes Galaxy Caramel. Nobody likes it.
I love it. That is the one.
What?
That feels like it's escaped and like it's the only premium chocolate in the tin.
Just give me pure Galaxy, not Galaxy Caramel.
I like a Galaxy Caramel. I think the best one in there is a Malteser. They need more of them.
Waste of time.
Malteser, Snickers. I just love a Snickers. You can't go wrong. Anyway. Basic. Okay. Well, yes, you're right. We're getting ready for all that. But you might also want to get ready for some good comfort food. And for me,
there's
no better comfort food around winter time, in fact any time where you just want a little something just that goes straight to your heart, then bread, right? I love bread.
Yes,
all my life I've loved olive bread, seeded bread, sun-dried tomato bread, obviously different kinds of Indian bread, focaccia, pronte, roti, stuffed pronte. Like I can talk about bread. Right, love the bakery, love the smell of fresh bread. Well, get this, now there's a poll of the top 50 best breads in the world.
Oh, wow.
Glad to know.
Wow.
Naan's feature in the top. But This was actually quite mind-blowing for me because it's a good poll, actually. Just, you can look it up. International Food Guide, who's done it. And they've declared the number one roti in... Well, I say roti. Number one bread, kind of giving it away. Number one bread in the world. And it's a type of roti.
Go on. It's called
a roti canai. Roti, C-A-N-A-I. Like, can I? Can I have a roti? You can have a roti. Roti canai from Malaysia.
Right.
Is basically a lot like a really light, fluffy roti. So what they do is they roll it, they swirl it around. They turn it into a knot. They knot it. They make it flat, and then they kind of, and then they make it into a pronta. So it's got lots of layers. So it becomes super flaky, super buttery.
Yeah.
Like a lacha.
Love it.
Exactly. Right. Now, when I'm looking at the picture of it, it looks very lacha-esque. Look at that.
Yeah, that is. Maybe they just call it that.
No, but that's what they call it in Malaysia. But it's a certain, they've mixed the roti desi style with a bit of a Malaysian style as well.
To be fair, forget the Malaysian part. I'd probably say that's a paratha. It looks like a paratha.
It looks like a paratha.
Everything really buttery and bready, like if it's overly buttery. So I've got the list here, right? Do you want to shout out some of your breads? I'll tell you where they are.
No, we're all right. We've got to go naan bread.
Okay. Now.
I shouldn't say naan bread. Naan.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Naan is number 8 on the list. Now, that's a plain naan, but I will say there are others. So I'll tell you now, the butter garlic naan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is number 3.
Oh,
so naan at 8, garlic naan at 3.
They've even got different types of naan, like so chili naan.
Yeah, I did see that on there somewhere, actually. Roti paratha is 12. Pita bread. 35.
What about puri?
28. Oh, that's it. Just roti. Plain roti. 27.
That's too low.
No, but you can imagine why, because it's just a bit too plain.
It can't you put ghee on it. You put ghee on it.
That's not plain bread, is it?
Yeah. What about puri?
Amritsari kulcha. One second. The Amritsari kulcha was 26. Puri was not in there.
Oh. See?
The humble baguette at number 7. Right?
Really?
I'll give you the top 10. Number 10 was tarte flambé. Number 9 was piadana romagnola.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Then naan at number 8, baguette number 7, focaccia de fromage.
Hold on a minute. Baguette above naan. That's the travesty there.
No, I'm not sure. Because look, garlic naan's number 3. So I get that.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
There's at number 5, there's a bandy yucca.
Yeah.
Yucky bandy.
Yucky. Number 4 is naan e barbari. Butter garlic naan number 3. Number 2 was bandy bono.
Oh, what?
It's called a pan. Bandy
pan?
Bono.
Yeah. De bono.
And it's from, I should have looked up the flags. I don't know.
Colombia.
Yellow stripe, blue stripe, red stripe. That's what it's from. But that's what I got.
Okay.
But Bandy Bono is in the list, which I thought was tricky. But these are all the best breads in the world. I thought I would love just go around the world eating it all up. And I was...
Colombian, I was right. Bandy Bono. It's like a round.
Oh, well done.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I was looking at all the best breads around the world,
yeah,
right? And loads of comments on this post were saying, oh, yeah, but you haven't had bus up shut. It was in about 8 of the comments in a row. Yeah, people don't know about bus up shut. So I had to Google it.
Yep, as you do.
What is bus up shut? And it was 3 words, B-U-S-S, like bus.
Hmm.
Bus up, like I'm going to bus you up.
And bus up shut.
Shut. S-H-U-T.
That happens after you eat the bread?
Yeah, you mean maybe you're going to go shut yourself. No. Yeah. It means it's a Trinidadian bread, and it means busted up shirt, right? Because what they do to the roti, they put it on the tava, and then they smash the roti on the tava. Have you had it?
I've had that.
What's it
I've
like? Apparently it's amazing.
Good. It's good. It's a bus up shirt. It's good, man.
Wow.
So this whole technique of busting it up, and literally the phrase is, it's supposed to look, it looks like a busted up shirt, because like a ripped shirt. So yeah, bus up shut. That's it. Ken just pulled up a little video of it.
No, no, this is just another garlic naan I just put.
Oh, was it? Oh, no, no. That did look sexy. I thought it was a butter. Nice. Well, I'm just saying, torn up roti like that, it looked incredible. So I thought, bust up shot, bandy bono, I'm down with it all. I'll eat any kind of bread.
So seeing as Tommy was looking at breads this week, Kedge, what were you looking at on the box this week?
Oh, on the box this week. My God. Well, firstly, Tommy, I've got to ask you, did you finish Winning Time?
Oh, you know what? Because I've been away last week. I've been out the loop. I came back. I went straight.
So you've probably got one episode left.
I haven't been home yet. And actually, I've got to go out to a meeting now in 5 minutes. But yeah, go on. Tell me about what episode it is. Oh, I might watch it tonight then.
Yeah. Because I think you've done six. So there's only seven anyway. And it ends brilliantly. And that's it now. That's it. There won't be another season because of the way it ends. It's sad
for that.
But it is brilliant. But can I tell you the thing that I've seen this week? And, you know, it is, I'm now going to say it is the best film this year.
Here we go.
Better than Oppenheimer. This film, which is coming out in general release on Friday for the Ahmadmi, but for a very few people who have had access to it, thanks to Paramount Channel.
Not Leslie Kaki?
No, not Leslie Kaki. But the film is called Blackberry. I mean, I had to even go and chat with Chris on the radio about it today because he was like, Kedge, we need to talk about this film because he had access to it as well.
So, hang on a minute. What's it about?
Is it a phone?
The BlackBerry phone.
Oh, my God.
It's brilliant.
Is that the story of their making and all that?
Yeah. Because if you remember, guys, remember the BlackBerry. It came. Everyone had it. And then it disappeared.
Hang on. Did you have a BlackBerry?
I never had a BlackBerry. I never.
I knew he didn't have a BlackBerry.
It was too basic.
Oh, it wasn't that. It was too business. It was business.
So good.
You're right.
Tommy, did you have a BlackBerry?
No.
Oh, my God. You know, this sums it up. Because I knew both of you guys would never have a BlackBerry.
Because all my friends who worked in banks and stuff, they all had it because they did BBM.
It was the best phone I think I have. And I still say it. Honestly, when you go up to someone and say, give me your BBM pin, innit?
Yeah, BBM pin. And, you know, and you can tell that why Satch thinks it's his best phone because now he's graduated onto a Samsung. So like, brilliant. What brilliant. I'm trying to say is, though, is this phone, the story... We will all see a little bit of us in this. You will see why sometimes you need to just level up and you need people who can see the bigger picture and just the way they speak. And it's nostalgia. Guys, it's the 90s and it feels like it's ages ago because everything looks so dated. And it is brilliant. The story is brilliant.
Satch
is not going to like it because it looks like it's shot in the 90s. But the problem is that it looks like it's the 60s. Because we don't realize how crap everything was in that time. Do you know what I mean? Like the cars, everything.
Time, we've moved leaps and bounds.
But it is the best film. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'll watch that.
I was lucky enough to watch Natalie Imbruglia live, do a little live session at work. She's still got it.
Is she your mate as well?
She gave me a big hug at the end of the gig, but you know, we won't delve into that too much. That's fine. She doesn't promise me Oscar trips or anything like that. But you know, next time I'm in Australia, she said, hook me up.
Hook me up to a train in the opposite direction to you, please. Hook me up. Okay. The BlackBerry, I do like, what did I feel like I watched something recently, which was like a behind the scenes.
It's like the air documentary. It's like, you know. I think this is brilliant.
Oh, I'll tell you what I tried watching and I didn't really get far. Two things I tried new, and that was the Jill Dando thing.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm slightly closely affiliated with that.
What do you mean?
I said, do you know what, Tommy? I'm going to call it. It's BS. Come on, let's have it, Kedge.
Let's go.
How much did you see?
I watched about 15 minutes. I found it really depressing and upsetting.
Yeah,
and I was like, I can't handle this now.
Did you see the interviews with a fella called John Roseman?
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, so he was the agent.
Isn't he related to Leslie Patterson?
No. He was Jill Dando's agent, if you remember correctly.
Okay, I don't remember.
For people who've seen it, I used to work for him.
Okay.
I know him very well.
So, but you said you're closely affected, like,
No, like I'm closely,
you used to work for her agent.
Well, we were managing Jewel Dando at the time, and all of this kind of stuff was.
Oh, so you were there at the time when all this happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that is closely affected. I thought you just knew the bloke and knew a bloke.
No. Like, I was at Jewel Dando's 30th birthday party.
Really?
Oh.
But what, you know, but then she probably liked having canapés served in a certain way. So what was it like being a waiter?
the theme of the party.
Did you do dandoa instead of dandia? Did you do dandoa?
We had the theme of the party was all pink. So yeah, everyone was dressed in pink at her gaff.
Which is convenient for you as a massive Barbie fan that you are.
Kench, what you've just said there about Jewel Dando has been more interesting than the whole Leslie thing. Can I just say?
I think Tommy would agree as well.
It's different stories for different courses. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
But I think that was more interesting. Can I talk to you about one thing that I saw this week? And I know, Tommy, you've seen it as well because you mentioned it last week at the end of last week's podcast.
What?
And that is Accused on Netflix.
Oh.
I flipping loved it. I thought it was a good film. I thought it was a really good film.
Oh, you know what? I was trying to look for it and I couldn't think of the one word.
Accused.
I couldn't think of Accused.
I'm going to be honest, not much happens in the film in some respects.
No, that's why I like it.
But they, like I said, it takes a really good film to get tension down. You know, like,
It just sounds like it's a very basic plot.
Mate, honestly, it made me happy. I was just like, this is a good film.
Oh, okay.
Basic, I'm happy.
Who's in that one again? You said which Desi person?
Yeah, Nitin Ganatra's in it.
Oh, Nitin Ganatra.
But he's not like the main character in it. He's there for a bit of it. But it's actually got to say, the guy who's the main actor in it, Desi guy, he's really good. And I could actually see him being like the next Dev Patel. He was that good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
He's good. He's a good actor, isn't he, Tom?
He's a very good actor. And we should have found out his name. Because he is, I know he plays that Babskar. Harry Babskar.
In
the show, but I don't know what his name is as an actor, but he was great. And it's just good, tense little program. And I'm watching Wilderness as well. Have I mentioned that?
No. What's that about? Okay.
That's I don't know what that's on, but that's basically about a woman who we know she's going to kill her husband because she's been done for it already at the start, or she implies it, but it's how she does it and why she's doing it, which is very interesting. And it's out in the wild, obviously, but.
Very quickly, one thing that I did, I watched the whole season while I was flying to Dubai, was Top Boy. Finished it. That was it. Season three.
Well done. You do love a little bit of that.
Six hours. I thought that's it. I download all six episodes and do it. But one thing I do want to mention, and I think this deserves a mention on the podcast, because I told both of you to take
15 minutes. You gave us homework.
Yeah, I said take 15 minutes out of your day and watch this little short film.
Yeah.
On Netflix, and it was called Poison, wasn't it, Tommy?
Yeah,
17 minutes. Yeah. And I think I was blown away when I saw the cast, let alone what it was about or anything. So it was.
I had a real proud moment. I'm not going to interrupt you. Sorry, just to say, I had a real proud moment when I saw that cast because the cast is only four people.
Four people.
And I felt really proud for the Desi. Sorry, you were going to say who's
agreed.
In it.
So the first person is Dev Patel, who's like the main person in the story. Benedict Cumberbatch, I say, is the other secondary main person in it. Then there's Ben Kingsley, and then the third guy is
who played Gandhi?
Gandhi.
Who played Gandhi, Ben Kingsley.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, there's a few agents in it because he's not
Ben Kingsley's a legend. Like, obviously, he needs no introduction. And the fourth guy is the guy who plays M at the moment in James Bond. Is that the fellow? What's his name?
Ralph Fiennes. It's Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes. And
that cast, Cumberbatch, Kingsley. Ralph Fiennes and Dev Patel. I was like, go on, Dev. Like, you are there. That is it.
Big.
It's a Roald Dahl story, Poison. Listen, this is a 17-minute free, not free, well, including a Netflix subscription.
On Netflix, yeah. Job.
It's great. The tension is brilliant.
It's so good. It's so good.
I'm still poisoned by it. Honestly, what?
And they've done a few. There's a few other little short films.
Oh, really? I'm going to watch it. By the way,
one of the production companies linked to it is called Indian Paintbrush. So I think there's definitely some kind of Desi little link to these.
And it was set in India, the story, obviously.
Yeah, this one was. Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was so good. Honestly, it was. I've never watched anything like that where Dev Patel is.
What's so good about it? It's all right for children.
Because it's artistic and it's got good acting.
Yeah.
And it's got attention. It's not Leslie Patterson crossing the finish line.
I agree.
Not that level of glory.
It was just because I just finished Blackberry and I was on such a high, and then Satch goes, oh, you got to watch this. 15 minutes. I thought 15 minutes. All right, fine. I'll be 15 minutes late for bed. It's fine. And I'm watching it and I'm going, okay.
I think it, honestly, I thought it was brilliant. And I like the whole thing about how, you know, Dev Patel narrates most of it. It's so good, like, how that works. It's just like something I've never seen before.
I think it's good for children. I think it's good for children.
No, I don't think it was for children. I don't think it was for children. There's so much to appreciate in the film.
What? They're doing it on a stage. It's like they've just filmed a like a little play.
I just don't get it. He's not an arty person.
It's nicely done. It is like a stage. I will give you that. Yeah. Even when Dev Patel's walking at the start and the whole floors and ceilings are all moving. So it's quite artistic. But look, it's 17 minutes. We'll let the people decide. I think they've got tension down. And I think it kind of ends leaving you questioning the whole process.
Yeah.
And why it all happened and stuff. So it's
good. I loved it.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I was doing it. I was questioning it.
Things we've learned. Kej, I want you to go first, because if this is another rubbish one, you're going to get deleted off the podcast before the end of it.
Okay, well, I have learned the meaning. I learned a new word this week, and that word is ultra-crepidarian.
Right.
It's a long way to ultra-crepidary. It's a long way to...
And it was used in passing, and I thought, I wonder what that means. Ultra-crepidarian. So I looked it up, and it means one who consistently offers opinions and advice on subjects way beyond their understanding.
Someone who keeps offering, bro, why would you get that lead? Get this lead. Listen, I know this.
It's good, isn't it, to know that word? I wonder if anyone knows anyone like that. Now you can call them an ultra-crepidarian.
So when they say you're full of crep, they're just full of the crepidarian crep.
Kej is an ultra crepidarian.
Bull tappy crepidarian is what he is. Full
crep.
Okay, crep. Sorry. Okay. Well, that's not a bad one. And I think
it's getting better. It's getting better.
Satch, you got one?
Yep, I can go next. So the thing that I learned this week, and seeing as both of you, I think, revealed last week or the week before that you play games on your phone. I know Kej is a gamer because he sits there and plays on
FIFA. I've got the new FIFA. It's brilliant.
What are you playing on, the PS2 or something?
PS4.
Okay, can I just do a little thank you, by the way, very kindly. EA sent me two copies of FIFA.
But
they're both for the PS5, which I haven't got. So now they're sending through the Xbox one as well. I've got two copies of FIFA, but what my nephews have nabbed them straight away before you get into kind of, let's do it as a competition. Nah, mate, it was gone.
They're gone.
I didn't realize the games are like 80, 90 quid.
62 quid is the basic one on PS4.
If you want to get the whatever, I don't know what it is.
The one, the kids one, all the extra foot and all of that kind of stuff in it. My God,
Who has time to play this stuff? Honestly, no. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean,
they're sitting on top of my fridge, bro.
If I had time as a DJ, I think I'd do a DJ mix. But I don't even have time to do that, let alone play a flipping game. So anyway, the thing I learned was about gaming this week, and it was about the game Call of Duty, which I think none of us plays, right? None of you boys play. He's put his hand up. Go on.
Yeah. What about it? It's brilliant.
You play Call of Duty?
Yeah, COD. You've got to play it.
I never knew that. A vegetarian having COD.
Yeah.
So the thing that I learned was people collectively who play COD have spent over 25 billion hours.
Wow.
Or 2.85 million years playing the game COD, which is longer than the course of human existence in itself.
Wow. I love that. I've contributed to that.
That is mad, isn't it?
COD is bigger than life.
COD is bigger than the world. Yeah, humans.
Have you guys never played it? It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. As I said, I don't have time to play games, Kej.
Okay.
Yeah. Play your silly games.
Yeah.
I got one. Have you ever wondered why Mexican food is so similar to Desi food?
Oh.
Bruv, I've always thought it. And I ain't going to lie. I don't know if you can say this stuff. When I was over at Mexico, I'm like, God, some of these guys, they look so desi. Not just because they're brown and because of their mucha, but I'm like, that could be an uncle of mine.
Yeah, no, I think this is a thing,
Right? And then look at their food. The roti, little salad, onion, tomato salad on the side.
Same.
Yeah.
Cachumba.
And the chicken up all inside. Cachumba. They have their own, they got their own sauces, dips and chutneys. Yeah, there's some similarities there.
Yeah.
In the early 1800s, a load of Punjabis went over to LA to do Los Angeles, California, not just LA, sorry, California, to do the railroads.
Yeah.
Because of the racism in America, a lot of them lived over in Mexico, right?
Wow.
They're taking their culture over to there to do the railroads. Then while they're there, they're hooking up with Mexican women. And then they're teaching the Mexican women about family values, culture, life,
sure they all
this
are.
Stuff. This is a fact, right? These things are like... What do you say?
Sure they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're teaching them where to put their veil in our, where not to put the veil in our. Stick this... Okay. So they did that. And it influenced Mexican food. And Mexican food culture influenced them a bit. And so you've got now this whole breed of desi Mexican-y people. So when see the similarities in the way they look, it's because they were over there. Punjabis in particular.
I want to meet Punjabi Mexicans.
Yeah. They do that. We do that. Right? Yes. It's the same thing. It all comes down to the
Arriba. And then Arriba. That's the connection.
Bruh.
I bet you that's
the kind of thing my dad would love. It's the same.
From his dad, can we do some investigation around this? Arriba and arriba, that is there. It's there. We've
so
done the
all
link.
All those people that love Mexican food, you're welcome. No problem.
You're welcome.
It's on us. It's on the Desis. We did that. There you
well
go.
Done.
Right, boys, I've got to run. I've got to run to a meeting, but I love you and leave you. Have a great one in Dubai. Satch, were you back next week as normal?
Yep. We're meeting up next week. Yeah, for a podcast.
Love see you next week.
In the ass. All right, mate. We'll see you then. Nice one, Kedge. Take it easy, bro.
Laters.
Meet you.
Laters.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.